Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Iran is vowing further retaliation after launching dozens of ballistic missiles toward Israel. It follows Israel's strikes inside Iran, killing top military leaders and scientists and targeting nuclear facilities. The U.S. says it assisted Israel in intercepting missiles. ABC's Martha Raddatz says it appears some missiles hit.
We saw a lot of smoke on the ground in Tel Aviv after one of those interceptions. It looked like one of those either interceptors or one of the missiles themselves, that smoke right there, where that landed and caused that smoke, I'm sure is of some concern right now.
Israel's emergency services say at least 41 people have been injured. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a video message addressing Iranian residents.
Brave people of Iran, your light will defeat the darkness. I'm with you. The people of Israel are with you.
The White House says President Trump and Netanyahu spoke today. This is ABC News. The age of women in the U.S. becoming mothers has been on a steady climb.
The CDC says in a new report, the average age of all mothers giving birth in the United States is now just shy of 30 years old, up from almost 29 years old in 2016. First-time moms are, on average, 27 and a half, also up from 2016. One striking statistic has to do with the age difference between moms in metro areas versus rural areas. In big cities, the average age of moms giving birth is 28 and a half years old. In rural areas, women give birth on average 4 years younger than that. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In Massachusetts, the jury began deliberating today in the Karen Reed murder retrial. She's charged in the death of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, who was a Boston police officer, accused of hitting him with her SUV and leaving him to die during a snowstorm. Reed has pleaded not guilty to charges. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for a few clouds tonight with a low of 53, warmer with sun tomorrow and a high of 81, and scattered clouds tomorrow night with a low of 60. Currently in Richland Center, we have a hazy sunshine, and winds are out of the west-southwest at 8 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland Center has never been forgotten by Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley.
I say today to all of you gathered here, it has indeed been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to serving as Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
As she was honored Thursday at a celebration to honor her 30 years of service on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, many talked of her road to the Capitol and how it had its beginning in Richland Center. She even shared her thoughts when she took the oath of office 30 years ago.
Then I stood here in the same rotunda of the state capitol before a gathering of family and friends and supporters, all converging with me in a single moment of hope and anticipation. I remember I had just taken the oath as the 75th Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turned then to offer some remarks. And I reached the podium and I took a deep breath and I was awestruck by the number of people who came to join with me to celebrate that important occasion in my life. And I was overcome with a deep sense of gratitude. The first sentence I said to those gathered 30 years ago was not one that I had intended to say. It was not a part of my prepared remarks, but rather it arose spontaneously as I experienced the full measure of the moment. I looked at the crowd and I said, "It's been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to the rotunda of the state capitol."
The old Swamp Inn was affectionately brought up by Justice Bradley and others. Today, many know the old Swamp Inn as Turbo's in Hub City. Originally from Richland Center, Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She earned her bachelor's degree from Webster University in 1972 and worked as a high school teacher before graduating from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1976. In 1985, she was appointed as a circuit court judge in Marathon County. 10 years later, the justice made history by becoming the first woman to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While it has been a long journey, she stated one thing has remained constant.
But some things remain a constant truth. We knew then 30 years ago, and we know now, that to ensure a just legal system, one that reflects the history and hopes of this state, we must make the courts more accessible to the people. No matter if you are rich or poor, powerful or powerless, no matter your station in life, regardless of your political or religious beliefs, our courts exist to serve all of the people of this state.
Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's tenure is the fifth longest in the court's 177-year history. While sharing the stats of her endeavors on the court that were told to her, Ann Walsh Bradley participated in more than 28,000 cases, 2,375 oral arguments, and the authorship of nearly 600 written opinions. However, she stated that her concern was always the citizens of Wisconsin.
My tenure on this court is more than mere statistics. Hopefully, my opinions and actions have made a difference in securing individual rights, in holding government accountable, and enhancing access to justice to the 5.8 million people who call Wisconsin home. As I've often said, and I truly believe, when I am sitting on the bench, I am standing up for the people of Wisconsin.
She will continue to serve until July 31st. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford will replace Walsh Bradley on the court August 1st. One person was injured in a car versus buggy crash. Tuesday morning at approximately 9:50, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of the crash on Highway 61 in the township of Marion. After a brief investigation, it was determined that Gail Wetter, 69, of Boscobel, was traveling south when the rear driver's side tire blew out on her car. When the tire blew out, it caused Wetter to lose control of her vehicle, and she crashed into the back of a horse and buggy that was being operated by Enos Kinsinger, 24, of Boscobel. Wetter's vehicle ended up on the east side of the roadway, and the buggy was completely destroyed and ended up on the west edge of the roadway. Gail Wetter complained of minor injuries on scene and was transported by Boscobel EMS to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital. Neither Enos Kinsinger or his horse were injured in the incident. Assisting at the scene were Fenimore Police Department and Boscobel Fire and EMS. One person was injured in a two-vehicle crash Wednesday afternoon. At approximately 12:45, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of a crash in the township of Wingville on Highway 80 near the intersection of Ebenezer Road. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned Rex Wepking, 69, of Highland, was driving south on Highway 80 when he slowed for two deer crossing the road in front of him. At that time, Cheryl King, 65, of Livingston, was also traveling southbound on Highway 80 when she came upon Wepking. King observed that Wepking had slowed for the deer but misjudged his speed, and her truck collided with the rear end of Wepking's vehicle. Cheryl King was transported to Upland Hills Health Center by Montford EMS for suspected injuries from the crash. Wepking was uninjured. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, Montford Fire Department, Montford EMS, Livingston Fire Department, and Livingston First Responders. Competition begins tonight at the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, being held through Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Many individuals are excited about the event this weekend. Kenda Deaver is the secretary for the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
We have over 122 horses right now around that's going to be on the grounds that are registered already, and about 72 campers registered right now, and they do really good and they're excited about it. We've seen some contestants at Arcadia a couple weeks ago, and a lot of kids go, we can't wait till Richland Center. They're so excited to come here, and we are the biggest rodeo that brings in spectators to watch the rodeo, and they're so excited about that too. And our little town is the best place that sponsors and helps us get this rodeo on. If we couldn't have these sponsors, we couldn't do it. I mean, they step up so well for us, and the kids really appreciate it.
Tonight and tomorrow night, special introductions will be at 7, and performances will start at 7:30. Also tonight, many in attendance will be donning pink. Dean Reinhart is the treasurer for the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
Friday is wear pink for Grace. Everybody's encouraged to wear a pink shirt or pink something, and then we make a donation to Grace. It's just interesting how many different shades of pink you can find. Most of the contestants and the committee members, anybody working in the arena, everybody's encouraged to wear a pink shirt, and it's quite the show.
Saturday morning, the June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade will step off at 10:30 in downtown Richland Center. Cowboy Church will be held Sunday morning at 8:30, and then the finals will be held with special introduction at 11:30 and performances at noon. The winner of the Queen Contest will be announced before the noon performance. Cost to attend is $8 today and tomorrow, and $9 Sunday for adults, $7 today and tomorrow for seniors, citizens, and students, and $8 on Sunday, and $4 all 3 days for children 6 to 12. Children under 6 are admitted free. Baraboo's Big Top Parade will march through the streets of downtown Baraboo tomorrow. It will be the centerpiece of a weekend full of circus-themed fun in the Ringling Brothers' hometown. Upwards of 75 entries are expected to enter the parade, which will step off at 11. Held on Flag Day, this year's Big Top Parade is adopting a patriotic theme. An all-star panel of celebrity judges will preside over the parade. Miss Wisconsin, Mandy Gennard, Wisconsin Historical Society Director and CEO Christian Overland, and Discover Wisconsin host Lindsay Hayes will lead the parade before being dropped off at the judges' stand to choose the top entries.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills, died Saturday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Seneca, followed by a graveside service at Dixon Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills this evening from now until 7. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died June 4th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center, died January 16th at home. Burial with military rites will be held Saturday at 1 in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Rogersville Humane Society or to American Legion Post 21 in Rogersville, Tennessee. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held Saturday at 2 at the Willow Valley Cemetery in Richland County. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday, June 21st at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday, June 21st, from 9 until the time of the departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died June 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A private graveside service will be held at the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we're on the lucky side of the state. Let me tell you, it is soaking rain up north. So if you're headed to the Northwoods for the weekend, keep that in mind. You're going to want an umbrella and the rain boots. Otherwise, if you're staying down here, partly cloudy and pleasant this evening, highs reach the mid-70s, and we've still got a feisty east wind, gusting around 20. With a few clouds out there tonight, it'll be a pleasant, comfortable evening. Lows fall to the low 50s. For tomorrow, tons of sunshine, warmer, feeling summery, a gorgeous weekend day with highs hitting about 80 degrees and a light east breeze. A few scattered clouds out there tomorrow night, lows drop to 60. And for Sunday, we'll be waking up to mixed skies, summer-like highs, once again flirting with 80. However, A chance of showers and thunderstorms do spark up by the evening and become more likely into the night, and especially as we go into next week. Got warmth and mugginess starting to seep in. You'll feel it a little bit on Sunday, more on Monday, and it'll really hit on Tuesday. Ugh. Ladies' hair will start to frizz, and the sweat won't evaporate as fast. So of course, stay hydrated and keep cool. We'll be reaching highs in the mid-80s on Monday, muggy conditions with scattered showers and storms possible, and then on Tuesday, rather humid, highs hit 85, still rounds of moderate showers and thunderstorms expected. Wednesday, you think it stops? Nope. Still sticky, still summery, highs in the low 80s, with a good chance of heavy showers and thunderstorms. This is when we could see some flooding chances start to really kick in. Doesn't stop either on Thursday. Scattered lighter rain is still possible, mostly cloudy, touch cooler in the low 80s. Summer weather is here, and the first day of summer actually starts on Friday, June 20th. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, we have hazy sunshine, and it is 74 degrees after a high today of 77 and a morning low of 57. Yesterday's high was also 77, and we received 6/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1970 is 96 degrees with a record low of 39 that was set back in 1958. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:43, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. The winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.07, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Dad, are we there yet? I wonder what went through my dad's head when I asked that question so many years ago. Think about it, Tim. If we were there, I would have stopped driving. Hello? Are we there yet? There's an anticipation exploding from that question. We imagine images of what is waiting for us when we reach our destination. What will we see? Who will be there to greet us? What kind of adventures will we have? The question also implies that we know we haven't arrived yet. We could settle for what we've experienced already and be okay. But we have this inner sense that there must be more. If we stop driving forward, we will never experience what is meant to be. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we there yet? No, but someday we will be. So keep driving on. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Tonight is Friday Night Home Talent League Baseball. Phil Nee has more.
The hometown baseball schedule continues for the Cavs Reds. Tonight, Reedsburg plays at Cazenovia Memorial, trying to avenge a loss to the Reds a couple of weeks back. We'll have the game on WRCO tonight. I talked to Nick Stittleberg of Cazenovia today.
Reedsburg, yeah, it's one of those rivalries, I guess you could say. The guys are always excited to play those games, and hopefully we get a couple of wins this weekend.
You play your night games oftentimes on Friday night, especially at home, and you get a pretty good crowd on Friday night, don't you?
Absolutely. That's kind of why we prefer Friday nights over the customary Thursday night games. A lot of the guys work factory jobs, too, where they got to work early 5 o'clock Friday morning, and if you're getting home at 11 o'clock or later from an away game on Thursday nights, it doesn't work out well, and the fans are the same way, so... they go have their fish early and come to the game afterwards, and good start for the weekend.
The two teams will play again tomorrow night. We've got this evening's game on, beginning with the pregame at 7:15, first pitch around 7:30 from Cazenovia on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I am Phil Nee.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
The 2025 WIAA State Softball Tournament continues at Goodman Diamond in Madison today, and games that were played today include in Division III, Poinette beat Laconia by a score of 6-0, and it was Fall Creek over Valders 6-4. So on Saturday at 1 p.m., it will be Fall Creek taking on Poinette. So that will be the game on Saturday, because Poinette, as I said, mentioned, beat Laconia 6-0, and Fall Creek beat Valders by a score of 6-4. Also tonight, today, I should say, in Division I action, Kenosha Bradford beat DC Everest by a score of 1-0. And tonight, there's a couple more games being played, and that includes Jefferson taking on Whitnall at 4:30, so that's currently underway, and Denmark versus Lakeland with a 7 p.m. start time. Showing a fastball that touched 100 miles per hour at times, Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski didn't allow a hit while winning his first major league start yesterday, 6-0. Mizorowski went 5 innings and walked 4 batters. Aaron Ashby threw the final 3 innings to get the save that helped Milwaukee jump over St. Louis into third place in the National League Central. Jackson Chirio hit his 12th home run. Freddie Peralta, is scheduled to start tonight's second game of the series at American Family Field. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, with the pregame starting at 6:35. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded right-hander Aaron Savali and cash to the Chicago White Sox for first baseman Andrew Vaughn. The Brewers moved quickly after they announced that they were removing Savali from their rotation. The veteran right-hander said Thursday he wanted to remain a starter, even if it meant leaving Milwaukee. He was traded one day later. Savali is 1-2 with a 4.91 ERA this season. Vaughn was hitting 189 with a 218 on-base percentage, 5 homers, and 19 RBIs in 48 games with Chicago before the White Sox optioned him to Triple A Charlotte on May 23rd. Wisconsin was placed on 1 year's probation and fined $25,000 yesterday after an NCAA investigation showed that the 9 coaches and staffers made the impermissible phone calls to recruits in 2023. Former defensive line coach Greg Scruggs and former director of player personnel Max Steinecker received 1 year show cause orders. Scruggs is now an assistant defensive line coach for the San Francisco 49ers. Steinecker is Southern California's executive director of personnel. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell and outside linebackers special teams coach Matt Mitchell were prohibited from having recruiting communications with high school prospects from June 15th through the 21st. And he missed most of his rookie season with injuries, but running back Marshawn Lloyd is healthy now. Lynch carries the ball 6 times for 15 yards and caught 1 pass for 3 yards last year. The USC grad was a third-round pick in the 2024 NFL draft. He says he's at full speed now, telling TheAthletic.com he has been 100% healthy for a while. The Packers' ground game was a strength last season, and his development means it could be even better. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans and corn were higher Friday, cattle finished lower, and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed just below the session highs on commercial and technical buying. Beans and bean oil followed crude oil, which was up sharply on escalating tensions in the Middle East. Also, the RVO numbers announced Friday should be a positive for biofuels. July beans were up 27.5 at 10.69. August was 28 higher at 10.69. July soybean meal was down $2.60 at 291.90. July bean oil was limit up at 50.61. Corn was modestly higher, encouraged by the RVO numbers, and there was some spillover from beans and crude oil. U.S. development weather does look mostly favorable. July corn was 6 higher at 444.5, and September was up 2.25 at 428.5. And wheat was solidly higher on speculative and technical buying, also just below the day's highs. Some U.S. winter wheat growing areas will see more near-term early harvest delays. And globally, there are some concerns about dry weather in some key global growing areas. There's some much-needed rain, though, in the forecast for parts of the northern U.S. plains. July Chicago was up 17.25 at 543.75. July Kansas City was 18 higher at 540.75. July Minneapolis was up 13.5 at 634.25. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply on fund liquidation and a decline in the Dow Jones Industrial Average during Friday's session. August live was 450 lower at 212.45, and October was down 442 at 209.92. August feeders were 482 lower at 306.42. September was down 495 at 305.60. And hogs were mixed on spread trade, steady to lower cash during the session and the drop in cattle. July lean was up 57 at 109.47. August was down 5 at 110.12. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
A solid week of business for direct cash cattle trade. Live deals in the South were up mostly $235, $4 to $5 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North was up mostly $380, fully steady with the prior week's weighted average basis. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for light off. Ranch choice up $1.16 at $377.88. Select was 43 cents higher at $363.50. Estimated cattle slaughter was 100,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and down more than 19,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down a dollar with a weighted average of 104.95. The Iowa Minnesota was 19 cents lower with a weighted average of 105.81. And the Western Corn Belt down 74 cents with a weighted average of 105.71. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 356 at 118.05, and estimated hog slaughter was 447,000 head, up 11,000 on the week and about steady on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Deal.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Some biofuel groups are cautiously optimistic the recently proposed blending requirements could provide significant growth for the industry. Paul Winters is with Clean Fuels Alliance America.
Proposal would in fact be a very strong change from volumes that were set for 2023 through 2025. Most of the proposal would ensure that there isn't in fact, additional market space for our fuels.
More news is next.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Shredded some crops across multiple counties in northern Iowa on Wednesday. Iowa State agronomist Gentry Sorensen tells Brownfield a thunderstorm moved from the northwest to north central part of the state.
The corn right now in the area that was impacted was right around V5 to V7 growth stage. When we think about corn, the growing point is above ground at about V6. And V7, it's definitely above ground at that point.
A central Illinois farmer says his growing season is off to a good start.
Crops are moving right along, progressing right along. They look good.
Jeff Smith in Mason County tells Brownfield, despite the good start and beneficial rains, continued market uncertainty has him concerned. U.S. turkey hatchery numbers for May were mixed. The USDA says just over 21 million poults were hatched last month, up 6% from April, but still down slightly from May 2024. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. U.S. ethanol exports ahead of last year's record pace. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. U.S. ethanol production and stocks both notched notable milestones last week, according to RFA. Another stat of note, U.S. exports averaged 151,000 barrels per day, 26,000 more than last year. On this episode, an economist breaks down what these export figures mean for the industry. More coming up. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
FA Chief Economist Scott Richmond says U.S. ethanol exports are trending ahead of last year's record pace.
On the export front, we had by far record exports last year. They were about 10% over the previous record, and we're actually ahead of that so far this year. So things are really firing on all cylinders. Well, by far the largest destination is Canada. They've been a good market for a long time, and they've been a great market for the last few years. They've implemented what's known as their clean fuel regulations, which is similar to a low carbon fuel standard. And then there have also been some provinces that have stepped up their pro-biofuels policies. And then the European Union and the UK switched to basically a 10% ethanol blend, and that has improved consumption and led to higher imports. And we're hopeful that given the framework deal recently, the UK will become even a larger market. And then India has gone past 10% ethanol blending and is trying to push toward 20% ethanol blending. So there are policy developments in a number of countries. And then just ethanol is quite price competitive as well. So it's been a really good backdrop for U.S. ethanol.
He says domestic trends are positive as well.
I would put it as cautious optimism. There's reason to be optimistic on the domestic front. We're hopeful that sometime this year we'll be able to get legislation that will allow year-round 15 that will make that permanent, and we think that, along with some of the infrastructure funding that's being provided, will allow a level of certainty for fuel retailers to go ahead and offer E15. That should help on the demand side.
For more ethanol-related statistics, Richmond says producers can visit the Renewable Fuels Association website. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
I hear you knocking. Go back. fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico.
But I've even learned to speak the language some. Down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow. Soaking sun in Mexico.
I'm eating right and I'm living good. Doing everything I said I would. I shouldn't. That's a shame.
I still love you, that's the way it goes.
He's got you, I got Mexico. I'm eating right and I'm living good. Doing everything I said I would.
I should have left a long time ago. He's got you, I got Mexico.
Soul Circus Cowboys with Eddie Raven with I Got Mexico. And before that, we had Winona with I Hear You Knocking. And I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here playing some music for you up until around 7:10 or 7:15. And then that's when we'll be bringing you Friday night Hometown League Baseball action. It'll be Reedsburg at Casanova. As I mentioned, 7:10, 7:15 is when the pregame starts. And first pitch is at 7:30, and Phil Lee will be making the call for that game. And I hope you're having a great Friday. It's been kind of a pretty sunny day. That haziness still out there from that wildfire smoke. That might be around probably most of the summer. We'll have that off and on. But anyways, hopefully you're doing well today. Our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 74 degrees at 5:49. And just wanted to let you know some things that are going on this weekend. A lot of things going on. And first of all, Wizards of Rods is being held through Sunday in Warnes. Activities began tonight with a fish fry. That's currently underway. That started at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow is Vintage Dress Day, along with a pinup beauty pageant at 1 and a poker run at 3:30. And then Sunday is Show, Shine, Display, and Folk Day. And the big activity going on in the city of Richland Center, a great annual event that happens, and that's the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals. That's being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tonight and tomorrow night, special introductions will be at 7, and performances will start at 7:30. Also tonight is where Pink for Grace. Then tomorrow morning, the June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade will step off at 10:30 in downtown Richland Center. Cowboy Church will be held Sunday morning at 8:30, and the finals will be held with special introductions at 11:30 and performances at noon on Sunday. The winner of the Queen Contest will also be announced before the noon performance. Cost to attend is $8 Friday and Saturday and $9 Sunday for adults, $7 Friday and Saturday for students and senior citizens, and $8 on Sunday. All performances are are $4 for children 6 to 12, and children under 6, they will be admitted for free.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Start your engines and cruise into Father's Day weekend at the Wizards of Rod's Fun Run number 44, June 13th, 14th, and 15th at Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds in Warren's, Wisconsin. Friday, line up at 5 for a cruise to the Fish Fry at County Line Bar and Grill. All are welcome to join. Get ready for Saturday's Dress Vintage Fun Day with free NSRA inspections, games, a 50-50 raffle, and DJ Bel Air Beats spinning hot rod hits all weekend long. Don't miss the Pinup Beauty Pageant at 1 p.m., the Little Miss Wizard Contest, and a men's beard contest at 3:30. Join the poker run through the countryside. Prizes awarded and a potluck dinner waiting when you get back. And don't miss the flame-throwing vehicles lighting up the night. Weather permitting, Sunday it's Show and Shine Day. Car registration at 9 to 11:30. Awards begin at 2:30 with cool competitions, a pedal car show, and fun for the whole family, all at no charge. That's June 13th through the 15th, this weekend in Warren's, Wisconsin. Wizards of Rod's Fun Run number 44, cruising and camping through the decades. Be there.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? I should start asking questions before you get a bandy. What's some more beautiful as you? You ain't waking up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a bandy. all out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery, what someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me. I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you.
See you.